and see what Father Christmas has brought this year. It's fantastic, isn't it? I particularly like Christmas lunch with the turkey and all the trimmings. That's good fun, isn't it? Well, lots of things that we enjoy doing at Christmas. Who's had a carol service at school? Have you had a carol service at school? Brilliant. Maybe you've got a carol service this week. Who's had their Christmas lunch at school? Yes. What did you have? Chicken nuggets. Brilliant. Wow, that's extremely festive, isn't it? Brilliant. Chicken nuggets. Well, that's brilliant. Well, perhaps you've got a Christmas party this week? Yes. Never had it last. Did you have a Christmas party? You've got it this week, have you? Excellent. Well, these are all great things, aren't they? Well, one thing that's good at Christmas is sending Christmas cards. Who's written and sent any cards this year? Oh, lots of people. None of the mums and dads. Oh, some of them have. Yes, great. Well, it's great to be able to send cards, isn't it? Who's received some cards? Lots of people, yes. Christmas cards. Well, it's great to have Christmas cards because it's nice at Christmas just to say hello to people, perhaps write a little message inside. Perhaps you haven't seen that person or those people that you're writing to all year. And it's lovely to send Christmas wishes, isn't it? Well, do you know, boys and girls, we've had a special delivery here to this church. Lots of Christmas cards, and it would be great if you can help me open them this morning. I'm going to go and get them. You just sit tight, and we've got some Christmas cards to look at this morning. Now, look at this. What a bundle we've got. Here we go. Look at this. I'd like to read what it says on the address. Who can read this for me? Yes, Queen. Amazing, isn't it? The postman's been to Welbeck Road Family Carol Service, Welbeck Road Church, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, and they arrived just in time this morning for our family carol service. They've even got the stamp on, and they've come first class. Special delivery. Ooh, let's see what's inside. Who would like to help me open the envelopes to see what's inside the Christmas card? I'll just come down. And we've got this special string up here. So we can hang. Who puts their Christmas cards on strings in their house? Yes, it's great, isn't it? Yeah. And we can hang them up and they decorate them all around the room, don't they? That's brilliant. Right, you can put your hands down now. Let's see who would like to come out first and pick a card out of here. Right, anyone else? You're going to have a go. Right, come up here then. You need to stand and turn around and face everybody so they can see you. Now, I always get mixed up. You're Bobby, aren't you? Right, you want to take that out of there. Can you take that out? Ooh, look at that. Right, you've got to hold it up high so everybody can see it. You've got to turn it round this way. Now, you tell everyone what you can see on there. What's that? It's a Christmas tree. And what's that? It's a stocking, isn't it? Let's have a look. Right, you can go and sit down. So we've got the first Christmas card here. It's a picture that's familiar to all of us, isn't it? It's a picture of Christmas. We've got the Christmas tree and all the parcels. We've got the stockings on the fireplace. We've probably got lots of lights, logs on the fire. That's an amazing picture, isn't it? A lovely picture of Christmas. Well, is that what Christmas is all about? No, you see, inside my card here, it says, what does it say? Yes? Happy Christmas. It says Happy Christmas. But can you read the word that I put in bold? Yes? Christ, because Christmas, of course, well, it bears the name of the one that we celebrate at this time of year. Christmas includes the word Christ. And of course, when we remember Christmas, we want to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning, well, we've been doing that, haven't we? Would you like to come and put it on the string? Can you reach? Maybe I'll help you. You come over here. Shall I lift you up? No, I'll not lift you up. We'll put it in there. Excellent. We'll have that on there. You can go and sit down. Good boy. You're a very good helper. Okay? So Christmas is not just about the trees and the tinsel and the turkey or even the chicken nuggets. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we mustn't take Christ out of Christmas because then we've not got much left, have we? We've just got Mass. And that would be silly, wouldn't it? Happy Mass doesn't make sense. Right, well, let's have a look at our second envelope. Another special delivery here. First class. Who would like to open up the second one? Well, lots of volunteers. We'll have someone from the second row to make it fair. Okay, let's have young Joshua here. Elisha. I always get you mixed up. Oh! Your cloak's a bit long. Let's just make sure you're not trip up on the way back. Right, you open this. Put your crown down and open this envelope. See what we can find in there. Wow, look at that. What's that?
A Christmas tree.
And what's on the Christmas tree?
Dark.
Well, it's dark around it. That's right. That's a very good observation. It's very dark around it. It's nighttime, isn't it? And what's lighting up the Christmas tree?
The decorations.
Well, the decorations, yes, and particularly the sparkly... Someone to help him? Lights, okay? The sparkly lights lighting up the Christmas tree in the darkness. That's brilliant, isn't it? Now, do you want to open it and find out what's inside? Oh, there we go. There's a message about darkness and light. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Right, you want to go and sit down? You've been a very good helper. Mind you don't trip, all right? An excellent helper, wise man there, or shepherd. I can't remember which one you were. All right? And so Christmas, yes, your crown there as well. Christmas is a good time to think about the Lord Jesus Christ making a difference in our world. And it's a sad thing, isn't it, boys and girls, mums and dads, that our world is not as it should be. It can be a very dark and nasty place sometimes, not just at night time, but generally when we think about what happens in the world, things are not always happy, are they? Sometimes things happen which are sad. And the Bible calls that being like darkness. And the Bible says that sometimes, well, we're wandering around not really knowing what life really is all about, trying to fix things, like people doing bad things in Paris, like lots of floods that people are suffering. Why are all these things happening? That's sad, isn't it, when things are not the way they should be. And you know, boys and girls, when God made the world, everything was very good. And people were happy. But then people chose to go their own way, not go God's way. And so everything was sad and everything became dark. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ said when he grew up, I am the light of the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he brings light. He brings hope into the darkness. And that's why it's important to think about him and the things that he did. Right, we'll think about that more in a few moments. Envelope number 3. Now, here we go. We're going back a row here. We'll go over this side to make it fair. Right, Danila, you come out and have a look at number 3. Let's see how we're getting on here. Right, you open that. Lift it out. What's that one? Hold it up so everyone can see. Do you want to describe what you can see there? What can you see? Who is it in the picture? Do you want to put the next one up there? What is it? It's the star, but who's at the bottom of the picture? Who followed the star to see the baby Jesus?
The kings.
Well done, young man. The kings. The wise men, they followed the star, didn't they? The star that they saw in the east, and they went all the way west to see the baby Jesus. Now, you want to open the card? Let's see what's inside. What does that say? Can you read it? In the east. Excellent. Well done. You can go and sit down. We'll put this one up here. We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Thank you. So the wise men, they'd been studying the skies, and they'd also, I think, been studying the scriptures. Because back in the Old Testament, well, it talked about a king coming and how a star would rise in the east to signify his arrival. And these wise men, these kings of the east, they followed the star to find the baby Jesus because they knew it signified a king. And Jesus is the king. He is the king that came into the world. But he wasn't just an ordinary king, was he? The Bible tells that Jesus is the King of Kings. He is in charge of all the kings of the world. In fact, the Bible says that there's no king in the world that hasn't been put there by the Lord Jesus Christ and by God the Father. Well, the wise men didn't really have an understanding of what Jesus was going to be like. What kind of king was he? And so they went to King Herod in Jerusalem And Herod was very disturbed, wasn't he? We saw that in the Young Life video. He thought Jesus was going to be a threat. But in fact, Jesus wasn't going to be the kind of king that maybe everybody was expecting. You see, Jesus wasn't going to rule and reign like Herod and be very vicious and very stern and be unfair. Jesus was going to be a servant king. He was going to serve people. And eventually, he was going to give his life as a ransom for many. That's what the Bible says. So yes, Jesus was a king, but a different kind of king. He would rule in a different way. He would rule with justice and fairness. And you know, boys and girls, mums and dads, his kingdom will never end. All the kings of the world, well, they die and their kingdoms fall. All the great empires in the world, they all fall, don't they? But the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom, well, it lasts forever. Well, let's have a look at the next envelope. Just three more to go. Who would like to open this one? Come on then, Rosie. You open that one. What's that one a picture of? Hold, it's a present, isn't it? Or a gift. Now you open up the inside and let's see what it says on the inside. What's the message in the card? You read it out loudly. Right, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Now, at Christmas, it's great to receive presents, isn't it? We receive lots of gifts under the tree. It's good to give presents as well. But you know, the greatest gift at Christmas is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is a free gift. God sent Jesus from heaven down to the earth. Jesus is the most amazing and precious gift that we have at Christmas. Did you know that, boys and girls? And it's important that we get to know more about him and get to know him as we trust in him. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't just a special person. We've thought about him being a king, about him being the light of the world. But do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is God himself? In that second verse there, it says that they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, God was concerned about the state of the world, and so he put a plan in motion that he would do something about it. And he himself came down and took on human form in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God with us. A lot of people think, well, I can't believe in God because I've never seen him. I don't know what God is like. But the Bible records everything about the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is God in human form. And when we look at what it's recorded in the scriptures, we see exactly what God is like through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus showed us how he was God by the things that he did, by the things that he said, and by the fact that he went to the cross and died for sinners. You see, Jesus is God incarnate, sometimes we say. In our first carol this morning, there were some old-fashioned words, but it said, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. And that's exactly who the Lord Jesus Christ is, the Godhead made man. And we hail the incarnate deity. That means that Jesus is God incarnate in human form, and we worship him as God. Do you want to know what God is like? Well, look at the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and you will find out. And we see those things recorded for us in the Gospels. Right, let's have a look. The second to last card, number 5. Let's have Macy. Right, there we go. Now, what can you see there, Macy? Nice and loud. What's this? What's this on there? We can see some sheep, yes. And what do you think this is in the sky? An angel, right? We'll hold that up and we'll have it on the screen as well. We've got an angel and the shepherds appearing on the hillside. And inside the card it says this, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And if you look up here at this girder, you'll see the same verse written there. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And the boys and girls made that, and Hannah kindly strung it up on the top there. And that's the most amazing thing about Christmas, that Jesus was born as a baby in Bethlehem, but he was born the Saviour the Saviour of the world. And that's what the angels said. And the shepherds, well, they hurried off to Bethlehem, didn't they, to see the things that the angel had told them. And when we read the Bible this morning, it records for us that everything was just as the shepherds had been told. What an amazing thing that God has done. We talked about the fact that the world is in darkness, that God decided to do something about that. And he sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. Now, when we think about the state of the world, often we think about other people, don't we? But the Bible says that really the world is in the mess it is because of our own hearts. And when we look into our own hearts, well, we see sometimes not very nice things, if we're honest with ourselves. And the Bible calls that sin. And our sin needs to be dealt with. And the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior from sin, if we would trust in him. And so that baby in the manger, well, yes, he was a baby, born in very humble circumstances, but he was God. He is God, and he is the Savior of the world. He can be your Savior from sin too, if you will trust in him and believe and say sorry for the things that you've done wrong. Yes, Jesus is the Savior. He is Christ the Lord, the special chosen King. Well, our final envelope, who would like to pull out? We're going to go over this side. We'll have okay, now you hold that up there. Oh dear, someone sent us the wrong card. Have a look at the card. What does it say? What does it show us? A cross? Is it Easter? No? Oh, maybe somebody sent it at the wrong time. Do you think? No? Should we have a look inside? Right. You want to read out what it says inside? What does it say there? Right, excellent. Now, it might be strange. You might be thinking, why have we got a Christmas card with a cross? Is it? It's not Easter, is it? No, that's in a few months. And yes, we do remember the cross at Easter, but also at Christmas, it's important to remember that the events of Christmas were looking forward to the events of Easter and the cross on which the Lord Jesus Christ died. Our verse tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ, well, he wasn't like us. He didn't make a mess of things. His heart wasn't sinful. In fact, the Bible says he was pure and holy, not like us. But the Lord Jesus Christ, in being our Savior, had to go to the cross to die in the place of all those that would trust in him. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was dying there, if you believe in him and believe this to be true for you, you can say that he was bearing your sin in his body on the cross. And when God was angry with Jesus, he was being angry with the sin that was laid on him, which is the sin of you and I, if we believe in him. So, boys and girls, yes, it's great to remember the baby in the manger, but we look forward to the cross of Calvary on which the Savior died. And we remember, too, that the Lord Jesus Christ didn't stay in the grave. He rose again on the third day. And Jesus is alive today. That's amazing, isn't it? He's in heaven. And we can know him through believing in him by faith. Well, boys and girls, it's great to have seen you this morning and to have seen the mums and dads. And it's wonderful to remember how Jesus came into the world at Christmas time. But Jesus will come back again, you know. And he'll come back in all his glory, not as a baby in the manger, but on the clouds, and everyone will see him. Well, I wonder if we're ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Have we asked him to forgive us for our sins? Have we trusted in him so we can have confidence that we aren't going to be separated from God forever, but we'll have a place in heaven and to know God? And that is eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Well, thank you for listening so well, and we hope you've enjoyed your time with us today. We're going to close with our final carol, which is O Come, All Ye Faithful. And we might need to let this down. Is that... Just like that. That's fine. If you just pull it in a little bit, it'll be all right.